wherever we make it more inclusive, more representative, and when the policies make it easier, we have better health outcomes.
Welcome to See You Now Insights and happy Civic Health Month. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Is there a link between access to the polls and your health? It turns out the answer is very clearly yes. In this clip from episode 112, When We All Vote, Jean Ayres, Executive Director of Healthy Democracy, Healthy People, and a public health nurse, walks us through the Health and Democracy Index, which analyzes how the ease or difficulty of voting impacts key public health outcomes like infant mortality, mental health, and life expectancy.
The Health and Democracy Index is an analysis looking at the relationship between the ease or difficulty of voting based on the policies that make it easier or more difficult for individuals to vote and health outcomes that we often use to look at population health. So health outcomes such as infant mortality, premature mortality, self-reported health or mental health. We used 12 of those population level health indicators, and we then analyzed all 50 states and the relationship using what they call the cost of voting index, which says these are the policies that make it easier, and these are the policies that make it harder for people to vote. And it was actually amazing to us, even the clear pattern that we saw between wherever we make it more inclusive, more representative, and when the policies make it easier, we have better health outcomes. Yeah. So it's not strictly just voter participation. It's the environment that we create for people to be able to participate. It's both of those things together. As soon as we wanted to talk about voting and health, people went, oh, voting, maybe that's partisan. We're not supposed to talk about voting. And people get very risk averse and anxious about it. And I'm thinking we cannot, as health professionals, we cannot abdicate a whole critical, important aspect of our work. When you look historically, whenever we've expanded the electorate, we have had better health outcomes. So when women could vote, we saw improvements in maternal child health. When we passed the Voter Rights Act in the 60s, we saw decreases in disparities between African American and white populations across all sorts of different indicators. We saw decreases in African American infant mortality in the places where they had to have voting laws looked at so that you weren't creating more exclusive laws. Those places had improvements. And we had policies like Medicare and Medicaid got passed during that time. So in the 60s, just the establishment of those programs flowed with the expansion of the electorate. So there's a connection between the policies that are adopted and the representative aspects of our society. And generally, when you look at the countries with the healthier democracies, more inclusive democracies, higher levels of voter participation, you see better health outcomes. We all prosper in those situations.
That was public health nurse Jean Ayres from episode 112, When We All Vote. For the full conversation and to meet nurses Lisa Chivaron and Erin Ainsley Smith, creators of the Vote North Initiative at Lenox Hill Hospital, subscribe to See You Now wherever you get podcasts. For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.